Welcome to Shi'ar Jashub, a Bible study program brought to you by the Church of Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle of Madison, Connecticut. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and our church fellowship is so blessed that you could join us today as we continue to listen to a sermon by my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo, that is part of his teaching series on the book of Romans. In the current sermon, Pastor is discussing Paul's words in chapter 1 and verse 18, where the apostle writes, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Let's rejoin Pastor Greg.
Persistent, willful disobedience. Those who willfully suppress the truth. They suppress the truth in their what? In unrighteousness. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness, in wrongness, in sin. They suppress it by their wrongness and their sin. And they suppress it because of their wrongness and their sin. In order to keep doing what they're doing, in order to keep doing what's wrong, what's unrighteous, the sin they want, and to continue in it and to allow others or inspire others to continue in it, they suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They take the truth and these, if you want to use the word from Habakkuk, these wicked ones, Archibald Robertson says that word there for suppress, it's as though they put it in a box and they sit on the lid. We use that word suppress. They hold down, that's why some translations will say hold down. They hold down, they sit on it and they keep it in the box and they won't let it out. They hold down the truth in unrighteousness. And they do it in unrighteousness, their evil deeds, their evil ways, purposely conceal the open truth of God from men. I've been reading a book by Dr. Stephen C. Meyer. It's called Signature in the Cell, DNA and the Evidence for Intelligent Design. If you remember, Dr. Meyer had the peer-reviewed article. He wrote the article, Advancing Intelligent Design, that got published in 2004 by a biology journal at the Smithsonian. And that's what set off the firestorm in the media. That's when Richard Sternberg, the editor, who was not a proponent of intelligent design, but just allowed this technical paper to be published in a Smithsonian publication, he was then demoted and mistreated, and that was the beginning of the basis of the film Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed by Ben Stein. Well, the paper that started the whole thing was by Dr. Stephen Meyer, and it was his article on intelligent design, and the man is an accomplished scientist. In that book, the book is over 500 pages, and that's all scientific theory. This is not light reading. This is all scientific analysis, data, theory, analyzing various hypotheses, competing hypotheses, and there's logic, an introduction to logic in here, to biology, the nature of how DNA codes for the proteins and the different things that go on in the body. And the book, in that book, he shows very definitively and using the work of others that chance mutation and natural selection cannot, by the probabilistic resources of the universe, if you took every atom in the universe and collided it over the time periods that they believed the universe existed, there's no way with any reasonableness you can have even one protein formed. In the DNA, you have complex, specified information that is beyond the probabilistic resources of the universe. It only can happen by an intelligent agent. And it's increasingly becoming clear that chance and necessity, or natural laws, or any combination of the two, chance, mutations, natural selection, or as you mix them together, there's no affinity. You know, when you look at the DNA code, there's no specific affinity, chemical affinity, between the code on the DNA and the ultimate protein to say, well, by nature, that should produce that. Instead, it's digital. It's a digital code. Just like we use zeros and ones in programming to accomplish something by a computer machine, and there's not a natural affinity. You don't just throw zero on and off electricity and produce a program. You need intelligence to take it, use the material, use the code that then functions through a machine you create to accomplish all that we can do with computers. It's identical in the cell. It's digital. It's coded information. It's specified, complex, functional information. And the more they look into it with each new discovery, the greater you see design. Can't happen by chance. It becomes so impossible to happen by chance. You have transcription. You have complex protein molecules that read the DNA, that like, almost like a machine move down the DNA, and there's transcription to an RNA messenger that then goes out to the cytoplasm. And there's all this machinery in the cell that takes that and sets it up to read it. And there's another system that takes amino acids. You have this translation that translates that code and brings the proper amino acids, and they tie together. And then there's machines that take and fold them, because it's all three-dimensional shape, the three-dimensional shape of the protein that accomplishes the functions. And all along you have regulating proteins and regulating RNA molecules for the DNA. The only thing is that the DNA produces the proteins, but the proteins are needed to regulate the DNA and the protein synthesis, and even to make the DNA, for the copying of the DNA. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? You can't say one causes the other, because you need the whole system. It's a complicated, complex manufacturing system, manufacturing plant in the cell with a digitally coded software program. And the more they look into it, the more they find not only is there a software program, there's an operating system. There's code in code. There's a hierarchy of programs going on. If you want to say, well, one little piece of code could have happened by mutation and accident, you can't explain codes inside of codes. And almost like there's file folders and files, and a program will take and use certain parts of the different parts of DNA to make one protein and another one. And there's feedback mechanisms like a thermostat that tell it when to turn on and when to turn off. You have this hierarchical arrangement, and it's optimized. The amount of information they're finding out every time they make a new discovery, there's more and more information upon information, efficiently stored in this DNA. And when computer programmers look at what biologists are finding out, they say, well, that's what our goal is when we program. We want a program like that to make it that efficient and have that hierarchy and have it so logically made. And they're stunned, because they've heard too for years that this is all by accident. I know years ago I would hear on these shows, you know, I love these shows, but they say it with such authority. You know, this is the way it is in their evolutionary discussions. They talk about how they knew that evolution obviously happened, because when you look at the DNA molecule, only certain sections code for proteins. And there's all this junk area. They call it junk DNA. And I remember turning to Patty and saying, well, it can't be so. You would expect to have some errors in there from 6,000 years of sin, right? But, you know, when you talk about information, you talk about signal-to-noise ratio, you know, the same thing as when you do audio recordings. You know you're going to get some noise in there, just because we work under the second law of thermodynamics. But if something's purposeful, the signal, if I'm doing this right when I'm recording, even though there'll be a little noise, the signal should be clear. And when they're saying that there's way more noise, there's way more junk from all the evolutionary mishaps, the trials that didn't work, that are in the DNA, I remember saying to it just can't be, because if God designed the DNA, those areas can't be junk. There's got to be a purpose for them. Now, over the last 15 years, they find out, you know something? It's not junk. Matter of fact, it's the most important part. It's the regulatory system. It's the part, the number of functions they found out for these areas that were called junk DNA, the areas that regulate and tell the RNA polymerase where you start reading the DNA, and they're the most important sections for differentiation and for regulation. So as they look more and more into that cell, what do they find? Ever-increasing evidence of design and complexity and purpose and interdependence. Chance doesn't cause interdependence. And high information content. And with each discovery, any Darwinian explanation for the origin of life, for the origin of cell, for the origin of this digital code becomes more and more and more improbable. And yet, much of the scientific community, they know this, and they don't know how to handle it, the neo-Darwinists. And yet, much of the scientific community, though there are many that are coming, even non-believers, non-religious scientists who are saying, wait, this is just too organized. And yet, much of the scientific community, and especially the educational institutions, what do? They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Myers goes through different arguments he has in debates. He gets up, he's got all this information from biology, from logic, from historical sciences, from the new discoveries, and he gets in these debates, and normally what they do is they try to misdirect. They try to redefine science. They'll define science as that which can only be explained by natural laws and no intelligence. So circular reasoning. If science is now defined as that which is only described by natural actions and no intelligence, then by definition, we can't say intelligent design is a science, because we've said science cannot include an intelligent designer. And they have such petty different ways they try to work around it, when science was always supposed to be a discovery of the truth, right? But they suppress the truth. It's not a matter of what's true, it's a matter of this big debate game. We don't want to let any evidence of God, of design in. So we will play all these different games. We won't debate the issue of science. We'll just change the definition of science.
You can rehear this program and hundreds of other radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find libraries of audio and video programs, information about our church and our pastors, and special offers to help you in your walk with Jesus. On the website, you will also have the ability to donate to the ministry of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle on a secure page. And of course, there are links to our 10:30 a.m. live stream of the Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. Our service starts at 10 a.m. with worship, and then we go live for the message and the Lord's Supper. These videos are left up on YouTube, X.com, and then posted as well on Rumble.com and the church website. And that website again is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.